time for Money News with Shane Oliver, Chief Economist with AMP. He joins me right now. Last one for the year, Shane. We've had an interesting year, haven't we? Good morning to you. Happy Thursday.
Thank you, Luke. We certainly have had an interesting year in a whole bunch of things, but unfortunately, a lot of the interest has been around interest rates, which for many have been going the wrong way.
Yeah. Well, let's have a look at what happened yesterday. Inflation, it turns out, has declined to an annual rate of 4.9%, according to those monthly consumer price indicators that came out yesterday from the ABS, the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Interesting to note, Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock said yesterday that most Australians are, quote, doing fine and coping with rapidly rising interest rates. Now, for someone who's on $1 million a year, I don't know how out of touch you think she is, but most of my listeners are certainly not doing fine. Your thoughts, Shane?
Well, I tend to agree. Look, technically, you could argue, well, most Australians aren't about to default on their mortgage. They're making their payments. But in the process, they're struggling. And this is the problem here. We've raised interest rates dramatically. Households around the country have seen massive cost of living pressures, which has reduced their value of their wages. And consequently, people are having to cut back if they want to keep up those mortgage payments. So, yes, they're coping in that sense, but it does mean that you maybe can't go on the holiday you were planning. You can't get the new car you might have been thinking of. You can't get the house repainted or whatever it was you were going to do. So people are cutting back. That's evident in the retail sales numbers that we were talking about earlier this week. So I sort of think that comment was probably a little bit too far and misses the point that many Australians are struggling here. Yes, they're making their payments, but as they struggle, that's going to mean less spending in the economy, and with that will come a risk of higher unemployment, which will really cause, I think, many Australians to run into more trouble.
Yeah, I just can't get it. You know, somebody on $1 million a year says, oh, Australians are doing fine. Well, she needs to listen to my radio, my national radio program, and most of my listeners are certainly not doing it fine. I had a woman ring me the other night from Victoria on a single mum's pension. When her rent is paid, when everything is paid, she's got little less than $250 a week to buy food, clothing, school excursions for her. I said to her, is there one thing in particular that your little girl, 7-year-old girl, would like for Christmas? She said a Barbie dream house, but it's never going to happen because that's the $250 that I have to live on. Luckily, my listeners came to the rescue, and that little girl's going to get her Barbie dream house for Christmas. But it took the kindness of my listeners to get that across the line. People are not doing well. They're struggling. But let's have a look at the annual inflation rate. It's down from 5.6% in September. It was only a monthly indicator. What's the real indicator?
Well, the real one is, of course, the quarterly number that comes out in 2 months' time at the end of January. But nevertheless, this monthly indicator does give us some guide. It's back on a declining trend. It actually fell, I mean, that annual rate there, 4.9%. If you look at the monthly rate, it was minus 0.3%. So we actually had a fall in prices. And if you look at a whole bunch of things, we are starting to see some better indicators there on inflation. And this gives me a little bit of confidence that we have seen the peak and the trend will remain down. If you look at things like major household appliances, earlier, about a year ago, they were rising rapidly. They're now down in the month. They were down 3.1%. For the year, they're down over 7%. Similar story with household textiles, which are carpets and curtains and those sorts of things. Personal care products fell in price. Whole bunch of things, if some vegetables were down, meat prices were down. So we are seeing some positive signs here that inflation is coming under control. So I think that when we get those numbers for the December quarter, they will show inflation having another leg down.
So what we want is an inflation figure with a 3 in front. Is that correct?
That's right. Well, actually, the Reserve Bank wants a 2 in front of it. But if it got a 3 in front of it by the end of the year, that would be very good. They'd be very happy with that. Is it quite possible we might get there? I just did some rough mathematics. Because we saw those very high numbers at the end of 2022, November and December, very, very high. A lot of talk then about rising travel costs as airfares and hotel rates went through the roof. that's going to drop out. Those very high numbers will drop out of the annual calculation. So if we just see average inflation for the next couple of months, November, December, the average that it's been for the last couple of months on a monthly basis, the annual number will actually drop down to end up with a 3 in front of it, which I think would be very good, very good news.
3-2 will be great. 3 be okay. So the Reserve Bank meets next month.
It does meet next Tuesday. In fact, it's coming up on us again. To be honest with you, I don't think they're going to move interest rates. I know the governor and others from the Reserve Bank have been sounding kind of worried about inflation, ongoing concerns on that front. I sort of wonder whether there's a bit of jawboning there, whether they're trying to scare us into not spending. I mean, many people can't do the excess spending anyway, because as we noted earlier, they're struggling. But there's also an element of jawboning there. It's sort of warning people, you know, don't get too excited over Christmas, don't spend too much. So I don't think they need to raise rates at that meeting next week, because we've seen lower inflation. We've seen a weak retail sales data. There's even evidence that Sydney and Melbourne property prices are starting to slow again after pickup this year, which will be good news for those trying to get in. There's obviously a fair way to go, though.
Not good for people wanting to sell, but
not good for those already in the market.
But, yeah, that's right.
Those looking to get in, it's good news.
Okay, yesterday, the Australian dollar, where are we now?
Well, it's going higher and higher.
It's going higher. I said to you, will it reach 70 before the end of the year? It might.
It certainly might, and I indicated at the time that it probably will get there in the next 6 months, but at this rate, it could get there by the end of the year. The Aussie dollar doing remarkably well. Obviously, the lower-than-expected inflation numbers didn't have much of an impact on it today, but it's around 66.30 US cents, so still pretty strong there. In fact, at one point, it got as high as 66.7 US cents. So the trend is well and truly on the upside there. So that's good news for those wanting to go on an overseas holiday or import stuff. Obviously, as time goes by, I reckon the key here will be a declining US dollar, which will see the Aussie dollar rise above that 70 cents.
So if you're going
the next 6 months,
if you're going to the United States for a holiday this Christmas, would you buy your American dollars now, or would you wait for a couple of weeks? Come on, put your money. No guts, no glory.
That's right. Look, bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. The Aussie dollar today is higher than it was just a month or so ago. So you sort of say, well, do a bit now.
Bit now and a bit later.
Yes. Do a bit now and do a bit later. So I think it makes sense to start accumulating a bit, but I do think it's going to be higher by Christmas.
Shane, it's been fantastic having you as part of the night shift this year. I really appreciate it. Your insight's fantastic and you're a lot of fun to talk to. Can we lock you in for next year?
You certainly can, Luke. I must say I've enjoyed it too. And I love Triple M. It's when I get in the car in the morning, guess what comes on?
Yeah, fantastic. So, Triple M. Well, that's fantastic. Talk to you soon. Have a great Christmas and New Year. And we'll talk in the New Year.
Sounds good, Luke. And I hope you have a great Christmas and New Year too. And all the best for the listeners out there who I think deserve a great Christmas and a better new year. And for those struggling with higher mortgage rates, hopefully as the year progresses, we might see lower mortgage rates, not straight away, but I think at least halfway through the year, we might start to see lower rates. So that should be good news and might provide a bit of relief.
I'll talk to you early January when I get back. Chief Economist with AMP, Shane Oliver, part of the night shift here on Triple M.